Jonah and Crash from Heat have joined us for Rock Zone, just ahead of their headline set tonight at Hard Rock Hell.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, fellas. Exciting times to be in Heat.
Oh, yeah.
With a new live album coming out.
Yeah.
Well, now it's out, isn't it?
It is out.
And we're releasing a single today, Point of No Return.
Point of No Return.
With
great.
A video.
With a video. Excellent. That's what we like to see. What can the fans expect of the set tonight? Is it just a good cross section like you would normally do, or
something? I think we're gonna do what we always do and what we've been doing on the headline tour of the Tearing Down the Walls.
The high energy.
High energy. Just
with a Welsh twist.
With a Welsh twist. What? Sheep and leeks.
Yeah, maybe. Throw some sheep into the crowd.
We're gonna have some bara brith on stage, if you know what that is. It's a Welsh food.
Oh, is it? Not a clue. My grandfather was Welsh, but don't hold that against me.
Okay. You're not from Wales?
No. I'm extremely English. So it seems to be growing in popularity right across, certainly in the UK, as a band, and the AOR scene particularly.
Yeah.
Big success at Firefest last year.
Yeah, that was really, really cool show.
The first Hard Rock Hell AOR, you did that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was there for that and thought that was the first time I'd come across you guys.
So all right, okay. We have played it quite a lot in the UK, but mostly in England, around London. But so we love the UK, and we love that we get the chance to travel around all of UK, such as Wales and Glasgow.
And Scotland. Anywhere in Scotland.
And Scotland.
Just cover the whole lot. And the Tearing Down the Walls tour, you headlined over here last year. And I saw the show in Manchester.
And
another amazing show, lots of energy, the place was packed, and I think, that's obviously led you to think about the live album. So what was the thinking behind the live album? Was it, we want to put something else out to build on Tearing Down the Walls, or was it just something you thought, we can do this, let's do it?
Actually, I think it was the record label that said, let's do a live album. So we just did the tour, we did our thing, and they recorded it and released it.
It was as simple as that, really.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that strike me from it. One, it does put across the energy that you guys as a band do when you put in a performance, which I think is quite good. It's not all the visuals, it's the sound and the fun. And is it pretty much recorded as played, or has there been any sort of studio work done to it just to...
No, it's exactly what it is.
Good. I think one of my favourite live albums is Live and Dangerous, and I think everybody knows that album was played around with to hell.
But you know, the album, it's mixed. It's mixed by Tobias, who did the producer of the latest two albums.
Yeah.
And he has done stuff with the sound,
Yeah.
So, but it sounds really good. It's like, you want that capture, the energy.
Yeah.
Really, so...
I think he added chorus to the keyboards.
Maybe.
Yeah, a bit of chorus to the keyboards.
There's been some work. It's not straight from the desk.
But I think that's good, because I've always found with live albums, what you want is it to make you feel and remember what it was like at one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely what's coming across.
All right, okay.
And I think it's nice to see, I think there's some of the early stuff from before everything there as well. Some of the earlier songs.
Yeah,
not many, but...
Two or three songs.
So what's next for you guys? Is it back to the studio for more albums?
Well, we're writing songs currently, as much as we can. Trying to go into the studio this fall or something. But we have some really cool festivals booked as well.